Hello and welcome to Daring Dialogue. I'm your host, William. And today we're going to be talking about breaking the mold of conformity and being more daring. You may have wondered, why is this podcast called Daring Dialogue? And why is your business called Daring Creative? The reason is simple, and that's because I consider myself a non-conformist. Conformity, actually, in my way of thinking, is actually almost a bad word. And the opposite of conforming is to really take a risk, do something different, think different. And it's something that I try to advocate for at every possible opportunity. And so it is with that lens that I want to talk today about this concept, the concept of conformity versus daring. Now let's go ahead and just start off with a basic definition. So conformity, when I talk about conformity, it's the behavior that's in accordance with socially accepted conventions or standards. And that's a very, very polite way of defining conformity. How conformity usually shows up is in the idea of groupthink. You know, everybody thinks the same way. Everybody does the same thing. Everybody wears the same clothes. Everyone has to have the similar perspectives on things. We all show up at the same time. We all go to the same place. We all move as one. And this is something that I've seen so much happen in the world of business. In fact, every company that I've ever worked for, there was a strong incentive to conform. Usually that incentive paid off in, moving higher up in the hierarchy of a company, which then just demands more conformity. Versus daring. Daring is a willingness to take bold risks. It's a willingness to be different. It's seeing something that maybe other people don't. It's thinking in a way that's not common among everyone else. It's not to be reckless. When I say bold risk, I'm not saying go crazy. I'm saying be open-minded, try something, and in some ways reject the idea that everyone and everything has to be exactly the same. Now, this is a topic that's important to me, especially so because that's how I think. That's what I like to project to other people. In fact, I mean, I named this podcast that. I named my company that. I mean, everything about what I do tries to take a very non-conformist approach. Because I think that taking a conformist approach is a trap. And I'm going to try to make that case to you in this podcast. My intention is to have you feel like, you know what? I don't have to go the same road as everybody else. I don't have to follow the same formula. I can try my own way. I can add my own perspective. Because I think that that's what's going to be really, really important for you in the very near future. Not even in the distant future, in the very near future. And I'm going to talk about why. The conformity trap. So there are a couple of ways that a business can push you into conformity, or we can say uniformity. It's by the rules, the regulations, the procedures. It even starts in the interview process. And when you respond to a job ad, look at a job ad next time that you are out there trying to find a new opportunity, and you'll notice how much a company tries to steer you into a certain way of thinking and working before you even get to talk to anybody there, before they even have a chance to meet you and understand what your perspective is. Maybe you have a process or way that you work that's actually more effective than what the company is dictating to you. I've seen this happen in many businesses that I've worked in. In fact, over the last 30 years, every single one of them had a strong compulsion to uniform and unite and be a conformist. It's reinforced in so many different ways. Just a couple of them. I worked in a place where basically every day you needed to read a chapter in a book and then be tested on it. And these books were only from one person, from the same person, the same mindset, the same philosophy, the same approach, the same style. Everyone was expected to be lockstep, to think exactly the same way, and not only think the same way, but react the same way for just about anything that happened. Does that sound fun? To me, it didn't. And there, I didn't last very long there because I wasn't going to conform to that. I mentioned earlier that it starts just in a job ad. So many companies, they go out there and they're looking for something or someone. You would think it was to do maybe the best job or to bring something new into the organization, but no. You need to follow all of the, you have to check off all of these boxes. You have this, you have that, you have this, you have that. You've done this for this long. You're going to report to this person who's going to report to this other person. And you might be thinking like, well, don't companies have to work that way? No, they don't. Just because it's the way it's always been doesn't mean there's not a better way. If you think back to people whose names you can recall who've been very successful, the story about how they got to that success, it never stops with conformity or never starts with, it doesn't start or stop with conformity. These are people that are rebels. They see the world different. They wanted to do something that other people wouldn't do. By essence, the leader is not a conformist. In my view, great leaders don't demand conformity either. They don't demand that everybody worship their approach, follow their approach, ask no questions. I've been in situations where it's like, don't ask why we do this, just do it. You don't need to know why. You just need to do it. Now, there might be some business owners that listen to this and they're like, damn straight. I spent all this time figuring out the way that I want to do something, so I want everyone to do it that way. I think that that's a trap, and I think that it hurts your business more than helps it. What innovative idea have we lost to conformity? I think there's probably billions of them. Who didn't speak up because they felt like, you know what, this opinion, this theory, this hypothesis. I recently learned the difference between a hypothesis and a proposition. Both of those, like, they're not welcome in a conformist groupthink environment where everyone is the same. I've been in businesses where everyone had to read the same things. They had to role play the same way. They had to talk the same way. They had to react the same way. And I felt always in those situations that we were behind. We weren't growing. We weren't pushing any boundaries. We were staying the same. That the result was predictable. There was no excitement. There was no inspiration. Everything was predictable. And I just think that that's not a great way to build a business. That's not a great way to live. Now, if you want to conform to something because you just really believe in it and you want to be a part of it, that's great. But don't punish people that see the world different, that want to act differently, that want to take a bold risk. Maybe that bold risk is to start your own thing. And that's what a lot of people do. They feel like, you know what, I just don't fit into this environment because I think differently. And not only do I think differently, but my views or the way that I think is not welcome. So they go off and do their own thing. They're daring. They're challenging. I think this is very, very important. And I think it's going to become more important because when AI replaces a lot of the jobs that we all have because it's able to replicate the conformity that a business owner is looking for. I want people working all the time. I don't want anybody asking questions. I want things done by the book the exact same way every single time. Well, guess what? AI is going to be able to do that very easily. That is what AI's strength is. It's conformity. Meanwhile, the people that can ask intelligent questions, that can challenge the status quo, that might have bold new ideas, they're going to be safe because that's not what AI is going to do, at least not initially. So this idea that you're going to go along to get along, to advance the corporate ladder, to play it safe, is going to come with a big cost. And it's going to come with a big cost in just the next few years. So I think that it's really important if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, like I'm going to be the good soldier. I'm just going to kind of do everything the same way all the time. And I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to, you know, like I see people talk about this all the time, like especially on social, where they'll talk about, yeah, you know what, like it doesn't pay to like to raise your hand and bring up an issue or to challenge someone's thinking. You'll never break into the little clique, you know, the leadership or the organization of a company by having a different opinion and being maybe contrarian in some ways, to not just accept everything that's told to you without critically thinking about it. A lot of people won't do that because they want to play it safe. They don't want to rock the boat. But rocking the boat and doing things different is how we progress. It's how we get better. Not the opposite. So I would encourage you, if you're in an environment that's a very groupthink heavy environment, where the way that you react, the way that you process information, the way that you think is dictated to you, get out. Get out. And get used to thinking a little more creatively, being a little bit more daring. We're told the economy's great and job market's great. And it doesn't feel like it. And I'm telling you that this AI stuff is going to come in and it's going to change absolutely everyone. Anyone listening to this, whatever it is that you do, it's going to change with AI. I'm as sure about that as I am that the sun's going to rise tomorrow. The layoffs we've seen so far, that's going to seem like nothing. And the key skills are going to be the people that think differently, that act differently, that take risks, that create their own thing, that step out of the conformity trap and can be more creative. You hear business leaders all the time talking about this, like the jobs of the future, the key responsibilities and the key roles that people are gonna play are gonna be creative roles. They're gonna be people that bring the human element into things. They're going to think differently. If you're on the conformity train now, jump off. Another thing that I wanna talk about is this idea of copying. This is the ultimate form of conformity. Copying. And you see this all the time. And I run into this once in a while. I talk to people about their personal brands. And I try to stress that, you know, a personal brand is about bringing out your authenticity, making you more relatable to other people. But what do I see? Almost everybody who creates business-focused social content, and this is kind of like this is a very specific niche that I'm referring to here, but it's one that's so easily I can demonstrate it so easily. Everybody wants to look like Alex Hormozi. You may not even know who Alex Hormozi is, but I guarantee you, if you've seen any type of business guru, business consultant, I would even say any kind of like personal development consultant, all of their content looks and sounds and says the exact same thing. The exact same thing. And while it's easy to quote unquote follow the leader, because he is definitely a leader, all you're doing is building his brand. You're keeping him top of mind. When you copy his format, when you copy what he says, when you've got the little captions going across the screen and they've got the same little icons and same colors and it's the same editing, it's like you're not standing out at all. In fact, you're disappointing people because they see this and like, oh, this is an Alex Hormozi clip. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's just some random person that I've never heard of who stole his whole motif. You don't appear unique, special. You don't stand out at all by doing that. And what are the values of standing out? Like, why would you want to stand out? Why would you want to stand out? Because you want people to come to you. You want to grow. It's hard for me to really get into the mindset of someone that wants to look and sound and be exactly the same as somebody else. That's not what makes us human. That makes us more like AI than anything else, right? We learned something and now we just parrot it back. We just say the same thing back. We just, you know, spit out the words in the right order and it sounds smart. What if we valued fresh ideas as much as we do following a formula? How innovative can a company be or a person be if they don't ever take any risks? What happens to a business when they start asking what if? And they only think about, well, this is the way it's always been. This is the way it's always worked before. This is probably not something that you've put a lot of thought into. Maybe it has. I would love to hear from you if it has, if this is the kind of idea that's percolating in your brain. For me, it is all the time. I'm thinking about how can I do something that's actually different than what everyone else is doing? How do I make a video that looks different? How do I tell a different story than what's been told so far? It's a really cool way to think. It's not without its challenges. You know, people like conformists. They like people who are just going to do what they're told. They're not going to question anything. They're not going to challenge the status quo. They're not going to try to make anything better. How many times I was at a company and someone new would be hired and they'd be like, oh, this new person was hired. They're just going to come in. They're going to suggest all these things. And we're going to say, like, we've done that before. You know, like, there's nothing that kills the excitement that someone would have joining a new group than to be told, oh, yeah, we've already done all these things that you've talked about. We've done all these things before. So I think that there's real damage that can be done, not only to your business, but also to you. If you don't seek out people who are daring, if you don't seek out people who think differently, who are not afraid to challenge the status quo, that are not afraid to try something new and be different and have a realization that if we look like and we sound like and we say all the same things that everyone else says, yeah, maybe that's safe, but it's fucking boring. It's boring. We don't stand out. We don't look better. We can't compete. And we're just basically giving all of our attention to other people. Stop always following the leader. Stop always playing it safe. Go into a situation with fresh eyes and try different things. It will pay off for you, I promise. And especially, get used to training yourself to do this now, because it's going to be the thing that is going to differentiate who works and who doesn't in the very near future. Thanks for listening to today's Daring Dialogue. I get animated about this stuff because I think it's really important. And I want people to start thinking differently and challenging the way that they think. I'd love to hear if you try to apply any of this to your life. I would love to hear your stories about working in a conformist environment. Reach out to me on social. I'll put notes in the description so you can do that. But really take this to heart. Try to be more daring in the things that you do and less conformist. Thanks for listening.